Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's podcast is about David and Abigail. This is found in 1 Samuel 25. It tells the story of David, Nabal, and Abigail. Nabal was Abigail's first husband. David, in turn, ended up marrying Abigail after the whole fiasco. So it started with David, while on the run from Saul, was hiding in a section where Nabal had a farm. Abigail, his wife, heard that David had requested, compensation for watching over their flocks and all this, and protecting them. Nabal refused to give anything to David, no food or, anything that would sustain him while out there watching his property. Abigail, in her wisdom, heard of this, and she prepared food, sent her servants on before her, and she went to meet David. So when she did meet David, Abigail expressed to him, why would you want to dirty your hands trying to murder him? Because David had sent message that he was going to kill Nabal and his entire family. So the wisdom from Abigail, David rethought it, and he decided not to go ahead with what he had planned. This brings me to the topic of forgiveness, forgiving. A lot of us have had trauma, growing up, our parents never had conversations that were necessary to be had, just expressing to us that we don't need to question their decisions. Their decisions have caused trauma to a lot of children. Either abandonment. As a parent, you don't have a manual as to how to correctly grow your children in wisdom. Basically, we don't have God in the midst. When I say we don't have God in the midst of our relationships, growing children, we know of God, but we don't know God. His mercy, His grace, His love, overlooking all our faults. So this is where we step back and we have to find God. We have to seek, to find, to learn. So once we've developed a relationship with God, we then can learn how to heal, because all of this is found in Him. Healing comes from spending time in His presence, learning how to forgive people who have hurt us, decisions that were made that were not the correct decisions. An example is, we want to find love, but are we people who can be loved? Or do we hold on to the past? Do we know, or do we let go of past hurt, past pain? We go in relationships broken. Broken people end up hurting people. So if we're broken, and how do we expect to have a long-lasting relationship? I grew up seeing my elders having outside relationships with other people, having children with them, and it was just the norm. It was just accepted. And they would be in church every Sunday being, hallelujah, praise the Lord, but not realizing that your covenant with your wife was broken. It has broken. So there is no relationship that can be developed that is going to be wholesome. This goes on, and you pass this down through generations. Words spoken. Oh, you're going to be like your father. Oh, you're going to be like your mother. Your mother was a prostitute. Your father was, And then we, in turn, start to do the same thing, thinking that's the norm. So, words have power. Be careful what you say. These things that you speak will be attached to your children. We move on to overcompensating children. Because we think we're failures as parents, we overcompensate, we become too friendly. There's no barriers, no respect. I'm not saying that we're supposed to be hard on children. You know how to respect. And if you're giving them the respect that you expect from them, they will in turn respect you as well. But there are boundaries that you have to have in place where they can understand. I can come and speak freely to my parent, but with barriers. You know, I'm sitting there listening to, I was involved in a conversation, let me rephrase. And this is how the enemy creeps in, subtly. So, listening to this friend of mine, and we're having a conversation about his past. The mother did things that were wrong, but maybe if she had just apologized for her error, things could have been different. If she spent time showing her children love instead of some kind of animosity towards the child based on your mistake, her mistake, things could have been a lot different. A child doesn't ask to be born. But if you went out and you did something, and here comes a child, you have to also love this child, because if you didn't put him up for adoption or you didn't want the child, then there's going to be resentment, pain, and hurt. People like this cannot learn how to love, cannot learn how to forgive, because they're living on the past of what they have been taught. So here is a damaged person who will not be of any good to any woman, because here he is not forgiving, not trying to let go of the past, not trying to heal, because he knows of God. Well, he truly doesn't know God. He doesn't know that when you release these things, that's the door to your healing. So we're holding on to people who are dead. We're holding on to a man who broke your heart. You're holding on to people. Your shortcomings, and they expound on it, and they're going into little groups and they're having a conversation and damaging you. Because a lot of times you do these things, this goes back to the person you're discussing by some means, and they're aware of it. And here you are, instead of nurturing, showing them that, okay, you made a mistake. We all fall. We all make mistakes. So none of us is greater than the other. But the grace of God can help us to move past that and heal. So the thing about it is, we need to identify, develop a relationship with God, get to know God, get in a safe place where it's just you and God. Empty your heart. Let God show you what needs to change. Being malicious, walking around, saying negative things about people, all because you have information, does not help a situation. What you need to do is show this person grace and mercy. Give them good advice. You know, how to move forward. Mothers in the church are not doing what they should be doing. What they should be doing is embracing these broken people, accepting their brokenness, trying to show them ways to heal, not trying to tear them down. So, like I said, it would be important for us to understand. Now, going on to relationships, the same brokenness, you can tell the agenda of the person you're getting involved with in the first 10 minutes of a conversation. if you keenly listen. And this is something that I had, the Holy Spirit had to deal with me to stop talking so much, do more listening. You learn a lot. So we meet a person, their agenda is this. Then you have to learn how to sit back and discern. Is this going to be a healthy relationship? Is he going to cover me in the way I need it? I need a man to cover me. Is he going to be a provider, whether be it emotionally? Am I going to be his priority, God first, me next? Am I going to be able to have conversations? Is he going to show me that he loves me? A man cannot make you happy, but you get to a comfortable place where you know, okay, he is my, I can depend on him emotionally. When a man is not showing you attention, question it. When he does not make you his first priority after God, question it. Because a man is going to give you exactly what is in his heart. If you're not important to him and everything else is more important, ladies, step back, analyze, pray. Sometimes it's just a situation that men are going through because they've been so broken. And they bring their past to the future. So them getting into a new relationship, unless they heal, they will be of no use to you. Because here you are competing with what happened in the past. So use wisdom, ladies. Understand what you're up against. God will instill in you discernment to understand, okay, if I should pray for this person to get to that place of healing, and God will start to download things in your spirit. You know, so you have to know, is it worth the while showing grace and mercy? Is it worth my while when this man doesn't call, when this man doesn't show you any kind of affection, when the only thing that's on his agenda is being with you physically, not emotionally? We all need to step back and reassess. Evaluate it. Know what you need from a man. Know what you're willing to give. And if you're not at the place to give something, and ladies, we have to give a whole lot when it comes to relationships. Because your husband will become your first child. I'm being honest. You have to be mother hen to this man. Because you have to cover him at all times. So, you have a blessed day. I'm out. Have a good day.